Blog Talk Radio.
The man before you, yes, is a product of change. Locked, shackles, and chains wasn't always this way. Picture a hustler, tutored as a youngster. Rule number one, never let nobody punk you. Rule number two, come on, be about your cash. Cause females are friends, they never last. M.O.E. That's why I walk this way. You better hit if you spark this way. It's them or me. Label as a loner, chrome girl holder. Me against the world, so I rejected Jehovah. War by myself, so I die by myself. I provide for myself and my kids on the corner.
Good morning and welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in LA. Happy Easter, and you know, for those of you that were at Cool Out 19 last night, happy morning after Cool Out 19. Yes, it's still morning here in the Pacific Northwest. I know for a lot of you it's like afternoon, but hey, LA, I'm sorry you missed the show last night.
What's up? What a Cadbury eggs. What a Cadbury eggs. What a gold bricks. What a heavenly hash, old school. I don't know about all that new stuff, but, you know, I'm a heavenly hash type of dude myself. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. But happy Easter to everybody, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I missed the show, but, you know, I was catching the stream while it was still streaming. But I think at, like, something to one, it went off. So it wasn't streaming live anymore. So I don't know if that was something with the ITV Northwest or that was just a time slot or whatever, I don't know, but I was checking it out. I saw you got a shout out, you know what I'm saying? Was the zebra popping, huh? was the zebra popping, you know what I'm saying?
Did I make you proud?
Species. Yeah, you got that endangered species on you, huh? Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why you get shout outs, you know, you got to let me know what's down, you know what I mean?
You know, LA, I have to tell you that I'm so tired this morning. I'm so tired, but it's like one of them good tires, one of them good tires.
You know how I was feeling when I used to, you know, take those road trips with Yid up to T-Town and coming back.
Yeah. No, it's a good tire. It was an absolutely amazing experience for me, and I know for all those hundreds of people that were there, it was amazing. You know,
I was just
wondering,
did you have a seat or anything? Because I know
I got very, very lucky. Christine Harper from Cool Out Network, very sweet, sweet lady. It was amazing, you know, to actually finally meet Christine in person. She took myself and Brittany and Money Mike up to the VIP section in the loft. So I sat down.
Back for you. They pulled the red robe back for you.
Special, I say it. You know, at least last night I sure felt like it was special. It was amazing. So anyway, I got to sit the whole night. I got a table right next to the rail, right above the stage.
You was like in the what they call it in the suite. You was like in the box. The suite with the TV rocking and everything.
It was wonderful. I mean, I got the side views. I missed some of the action taking place, you know, past behind where the DJs were and stuff like that. But shoot, I mean, I couldn't have asked for better. So no complaints out of me. But it was the energy the whole night. The energy was amazing. I mean, I know I'm going up 50 years old, but you know, last night made me feel like I was 25 again or something. I mean, L.A., I swear, it was one of the best nights of my life in a very, very long time. And I'm now a big, big fan of hip-hop, you know. So, yeah, some great acts, great people, just, you know, something very, very special. Huh?
So when did it end? What time did it wind up?
Oh, my God, they actually kicked us out at 1:45. It was sad. I thought, man, they should have just let the show keep going. And I feel bad. I'll be honest. I feel bad because not all the acts got to perform. And you know, sadly enough, Black Aries didn't perform, and Shea Black didn't perform, and I don't know who else might have not performed. But you know, my family didn't perform, so I'm kind of sad. You know, we'll have to talk to Giorgio about that. But No, not all the acts got to perform because the crocodile came through saying, "We're going to shut it down. We're kicking you out." I was like,
Got to start early next time.
You know what? I think what happened.
The more acts, you can't go off of the same program you had the previous year because, you know, you add stuff every time.
Yeah, and I think that's what kind of happened.
You got to crack it open early. You got to crack it open a bit early.
Well, with all the acts that performed and all the people, there was honestly so much going on. So I think that Kitty Wu and Giorgio, Christine, you know, all that are involved with Cool Out Network and helping that evening, honestly did a good job with, you know, what they had to work with because they had to control a lot of people, a lot of things going on at one time. You know, so, shoot, big shout out to Kitty Wu, who coordinated this whole thing. Big shout out, of course, to Giorgio Brown, Mr. Cool Out Network. And, you know, congratulations. I mean, 19 years, that's a great accomplishment. So, man, you know, what can I say? I was up there with my little pink laptop. I didn't realize there was a plug behind me, but I might have not realized that because R.C. Croons was standing behind me and another gentleman, and they were both on their laptops. So they were honestly probably plugged up. And maybe that's why I didn't even realize that there was a plug there.
That might have been the IT Northwest people because they had like a little chat room type of deal on it too, on the actual streaming of the site.
The IATV people, they were all set up on just, you know, a few feet from me, the other direction, up in the VIP section. So, I mean, they had, like, all kinds of equipment and cameras and everything just, you know, on the opposite corner from where I was. But I didn't know that there was a plug-in. So my battery ran out. But I brought a notebook, so I started writing in my notebook. I couldn't get online because the ITV guy told me that they were pulling a lot of power from, you know, the crocodile's internet. And so, you know, they couldn't, like, let me get on to pull off of that same power. So, anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. But it was just great. You know, when I first came in the door, of course, saw, you know, Kitty Wu. And then right after that, finally met David Pablo Navarez, you know, Pablo D.
Yeah.
Then going in.
Get out there. Pablo,
huh?
Get out there. Get a windmill on.
Yeah. Wasn't that impressive?
Hey. I don't do that. I'm in a jump down.
I know. True B-boy, huh? Uh-oh, Money Mike said he was doing his thing, too. Money Mike's walking down the hallway, hollering.
I'd have got on that did the old centipede, old school centipede back in the day. I don't know about that old
school.
That ITV Northwest, I think that's a nice little look. I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Giorgio throughout the night was asking people, you know, to get on their cell phones and text people to log into ITV Northwest, you know, and watch the show live. So I don't know how many live listeners they got.
Well, did you meet any, rub any elbows, you know what I'm saying, you know? Did you get
some I put some pictures up. I started uploading my pictures from last night, but rubbed elbows. You know what? I felt really like I was somebody because I don't know what happened.
You get shot out. You know,
well, did you actually? But did you see me? I actually was on ITV Northwest. Did you see me on there with Giorgio?
No.
You missed that. Okay,
yeah.
I was honestly on. I actually was on the mic with Giorgio right before the show started. But I don't know if it was from that, because I think when Giorgio was on the mic with ITV, it showed on the big screen. So maybe that's how it happened. But I had people coming up to the VIP loft looking for me. And I was like, okay, why is this happening? So, you know, a man from Festival Sonata handed me his business card. And, you know, some of the different artists, R. Curtis came up and introduced me to a young lady from an entertainment group. I met Glo Medina. Turns out she and Brittany know each other from being out in the clubs and stuff. So that was, you know, a cute surprise. Of course, it was an honor for me to meet R.C. Croon. So I didn't talk to him about my hip-hop career, you know, since he was on the show last Sunday. But, you know, of course I had to take pictures with Vietnam LaRue. You know, that was my first time being able to take pictures with them. And so that was cool. I saw Ariana. She was looking lovely last night with Glenn. And I'm sorry, Glenn, I don't know your last name, but I know you're somebody big. I've seen the pictures of you on the Cool Out Network photos. And, I talked to Mike Clark and his beautiful, beautiful lady, Lisa. Amazing couple, just good people. And I was trying to zero in on people when I saw them down in the crowd. So I saw Silver Shadow D. I didn't get to meet him. I wanted to meet him. I did see Silas Black. I'm not sure if that was Felicia Lau that was next to him. I was saying to Money Mike, I'm like, who's that guy with all the chains around his neck? Well, it turned out that was Fatal Luciano. And there were just all kinds of people out there. I mean, I kind of knew their faces, you know, because as I was telling Giorgio last week, I'm new to hip-hop. So, you know, I wasn't, like, familiar with names. I know that when I was taking these notes, you know, I wasn't necessarily spelling names right or whatever, but it was wonderful, you know. And Brittany was joking. She's like, Mom, how many business cards did you hand out? She said, you should have counted before you left the house. And because I was, like, pulling out business cards left and right, so I did some good networking. I got a bunch of business cards, too. When I first came to the place, this lady came up, and she's like, and you are? I said, I'm Lady Flavor. She said, oh, that's a good name. I like that name. She says, people say that about my name, too. She said, I said, well, what's your name? She said, Purple. I said, okay, Purple. That's a good name. But, it was a great, great, great experience. I was trying to...
Well, give some of the people some of the stuff. Let them hear some of the music.
Yeah, I'm going to play a track there's several artists on this particular track. This is off the Full Circle CD produced by R.C. Croons from Sideways Productions, and I scrolled past it. And
so, how did you like that Crocodile? In the meantime, in between time, how did you like how did you like that venue? How did you like the whole atmosphere of the place?
I think it was cool. I think it was cool just because, you know, it was packed. It was packed, so I mean, I think the people really made it.
Mm-hmm. I think Crocodile about four or five, maybe six.
So, and you know, of course, for me, it was always definitely a plus to be able to sit down.
That's why I asked you, because I know if you were standing up, you wouldn't have lasted as long as you lasted.
No, I wouldn't, because we got there at about 7:30.
Oh yeah, well you had to go.
Yeah. So anyway, Michael, Money Mike was there, and his friend Pulit, and they were down on the floor, you know, a good portion of the night, and Brittany was too, and just having a great, great time. You know, it was just an amazing experience for all of us. You know, so okay, I finally found the track that I want to play. There's several artists on this particular track, but it also includes my grandson's father. Shea Black, and I believe Eclipse from the Parker Brothers, and some other artists. The song is called 3 a.m., and the group's called The Ark.
Tell me you ain't ready, cause I already know. You ain't gotta say a word, it's written all on your face. You want me to lay you down, I know you want me to take. But I've been watching you, watching me for a minute. And I know it's all love, like no one scored in tennis. I see it in your eyes, you wanna spend a night, don't you? You know what I mean, you had a time with your life, won't you?
Okay, that was the group called The Ark, and I wanted to play that particular track because Shay Black is one of the leads on that particular track, and he was unable to perform last night. I'm going to jump right in and play. I'm sorry?
Well, actually, did you have your couple cocktails last night?
No, no, none of us actually drank, so...
Okay.
But can I tell you that I was starving because I didn't eat before. So by the time we got home, we were starving. So Brittany and I
said, I think they have a pizza thing or something connected to the Cracker Dome. You probably could have had
it. Oh, I don't know. And Kitty Wu did set up a buffet for the VIPs. So
yeah.
Before the show started, Brittany went down and got food. But I think that I was just too excited about everything that was going on. And I was taking it all in. I didn't even think about eating, even at the buffet. But I was starving by the time I got home. But I'm going to jump in and play a track by Black Aries because they were another act that was cut from the show last night. So I'm going to play Never Had a Love Like This by the Black Aries, which is Yidemsek and LaRue.
I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one, but got kicked from, made from the motherland. Brown skin, cover hands, short hair with some soft cherry red lips. Every kiss tastes like licorice, heart got me jittering, feeling it literally. Heard around town, she want an artistic gentleman, smart and beautiful, dark and suitable. Walk like she's trying to balance a hula hoop. Dear love, I think I'm in your presence, or I just died and God just sent me up to heaven. Miss Queen, I'm attached to your swing on behalf of the team. About
I ain't never had a love like this, one.
To all my queens in the world, across the land, from Senegal to Samoa, Arabian dance, starstruck, can't let go when shaking your hand. Much respect to you, dude, I ain't hating you, man. Let them know you's a lady, not your average girl. Come deep from the seas, not your average pearl. Ain't it obvious? Yep, them dudes are strung up. Then you wonder why in your presence fellas numb up. All natural, not Hollywood. My instincts tell me holler than I probably would. Lots of ladies in the world, you one of a kind. I could hardly keep my focus at the front of my mind. I visualize me and you doing the damn thing. Not with the politics, but I'm trying to campaign. I'm just another dude, a part of your fan base. It's your inauguration, let's pop the champagne.
I ain't never had a love like this,
I'm a slave to your silhouette. Make love to your soul body, get the pillow wet. Buzzed off your intellect, served to protect you. Stand strong to my word, never let a man hurt or disrespect you. Raised to always take care of my women. When shit hits the fan, I'm right there for my woman. I don't even trip another stare at my woman, cause the queen ain't with all of that sharing a woman. Strong, living room smell like incense. Up in the kitchen, preparing fried chicken. Tastes so delicious, mixing up spices. Bad to the room, yeah, bad like
that. I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. This one, this one, this one, this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. This one, like this one.
Okay, that was Yidemsek and LaRue, also known as a duo called Black Aries. And just for those of you that don't know, Flava News works very, very closely with those two artists. So I was disappointed that they didn't get to perform. But they did, Giorgio did show them up on the screen performing live. I don't know if it was at last year's Cool Out 18 or where what showcase Giorgio had filmed them at. But so Money Mike was like, man, I was very, very impressed with Yidam and LaRue, you know, and their performances, just watching it on the big screen. I'm going to put it out there. If there's anybody listening live and did attend last night, Cool Out 19, or was like L.A. and watched it on ITV Northwest.com, give us a call at 347-857-1189. We'd like to hear your thoughts, not just my thoughts. We'd like to hear your thoughts about the showcase that went down last night.
So you said you had you done put some pics up on FlavorNews.com?
I started. No. I put it up on I put it up on Facebook.
Okay.
I'll create a page. Or let me see. I'll create a slideshow and put it up there because I took over like 200 pictures. Yeah. And this is when I wish I had a good camera. You know, I'm not a fancy camera like Pablo D or anything, but just a good, like, you know, mama digital camera. My camera has been dropped by my grandkids and all kinds of stuff, but, you know, it did help me document what I witnessed last night, so I'm not going to complain. I feel very blessed for having it. So I'm going to jump into another track. This is one of, you know, the favorites of last night. He is part of my extended family. His father is also an Emerald City Street Boy, and so was his mom, was affiliated with as an Emerald City Street Girl. Rest in peace, Mia. So this is D Black and his track called The Hustle.
This one right here is for all the hustlers, young, old, new.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, you know what type of issue we on. Be about got a dollar in the early morning. And just before we leave at home, we gon' all leave singing the song. Yeah, yeah. You know what type of ish we on? Be about a dollar in the early morning. And just before we leave at home, we gon' all leave singing the song. You know what type of ish we on? Be about a dollar in the early morning. And just before we leave at home, we gon' all leave singing the song.
So that was Hustle by Dee Black. It's funny, you know, I always think back in the days when, you know, he and Brittany were kids, you know, and Grandma Grace, Brittany's Grandma Grace, used to pick Brittany up and Damien and another cousin of theirs, David, to go to singing lessons in Columbia City, and look at him now, he's Dee Black and doing big things with sport and life. So that was really exciting. He's got a great stage presence. It was a wonderful experience to be able to, you know, see one of my family members up there and actually perform. So I wanted to tell this funny story with all the people that were coming up and, you know, greeting me or, you know, hugging and kissing and, you know, this and that. Some I knew in person, some I had only known on Facebook or something. This gentleman came up to me and he says, "Can I ask you who you are?" I said, "Well, I'm Lady Flava, Flava News." And I gave him a business card. He says, "Because you seem to know everybody." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So he goes back to the table that he was sitting at right next to me and gives the card to this lady. And she turns around, she goes, "Oh, my God." She's like, "Lady Flava, I'm Bettina." Well, Bettina Carey is somebody I had met probably, about 6-7 years ago. She had attended a jazz cruise that I put on with an entertainment group that I was a part of. And she was like, "I was, you know, like wondering, you know, who you were," because she hadn't seen me in years. And she's like, "Everybody just seems to know you." I'm like, "Wow, I didn't even know half the people that were there." But I guess it appeared like, you know, people knew me. So it was just an absolutely amazing experience.
You know, however you got out for, you know, got out. You know, you got able to, you know what I'm saying, to enjoy it and to attend it, you know. You know,
yeah.
Luckily it wasn't scheduled on the weekend. You had to work like always.
I know. I'm still trying to work to make sure, you know, I get off for, you know, what we're doing in April. So
that's going
to work out one way or another. That's going to work out. But yeah, it was just, you know, it was amazing. And the energy stayed. I think that if, you know, the crocodile would have let the show go on, I think the energy would have stayed, you know, well, you know, past 2 o'clock. I mean, I understand, like, most clubs or whatever close at 2.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous. That's just when
but, you know, this was a big deal. You know, this was really advertising the crocodile, you know, having ITV there and, you know, and everything. And, yeah, they told us we needed to be out by 1:45. You know, because they were tired and wanted to go home. I was like, okay.
Nah, man. Well, come on, man. Certain nights you just got to let it go.
I know. I think last night was one of those nights that they should have done it. And, you know, with all the people that came out, because we've been having some nasty storm and rainy weather, you know, so
yeah.
They didn't have the red carpet. I think that was probably intended for outside. They did have it, you know, laid out in the narrow hallway that we entered, where we entered the crocodile, but I don't think they did anything with the red carpet last night. I think just so much was going on that some, you know, certain things just kind of got squashed, which I totally can understand. So you haven't seen the pictures of me yet, huh?
No, I don't think so. No, no.
Okay, so
well,
I went and got my hair cut. I got my hair cut.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went and got my hair cut for Cool Out 19.
Oh, sookie, sookie.
So you have to go look at the picture. My default picture on Facebook is me and Giorgio. So you have to go check out my haircut, okay? And tell me what you think.
Yeah, I'll check you out. I'll see what you're working with.
Okay.
Yeah, so, man, it was... Yeah, from what I saw, it was, you know, on the thing, it was, yeah, the energy seemed like it was there. Didn't really see, you know what I'm saying, you know, as far as it wasn't like no panoramic shots of like, you know, crowded, but like you couldn't
really
see anyway because it was dark anyway. But,
okay,
you know, it was cool though. It was cool though. It was cool. Big shout outs to the whole everybody who performed. Seemed like everything went on. Like it might have had a couple technical difficulties, but for the most part, seemed like everything went off without a hitch. Everybody seemed to, you know, performed well. So, hey. You know,
yeah, that was pretty cool to have the Massive Monkeys, you know, kind of start off the event. You know, I, Brittany and I watched the America's Dance Crew, you know, and what they made it to the very end of the national competition. So that was pretty cool. I think Brittany said there were six of them that performed on the stage, and I was just, I couldn't believe that they can make their body do that stuff. But then I honestly was, you know, impressed with Pablo D, because, you know, for him to be able to get down there and spin like that. So, and honestly, they didn't have much space on that stage to work with all the mics and speakers and the drums and all the equipment that was set up. They didn't have much space to work with. So, yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Know what it was when you got that? When you probably got that shout out. Probably people were like, oh, Lady Slayer was in the house, in the place to be.
Well, maybe like, so. That was
we got the
shout out.
That
was true, because like Brittany, you know, Brittany was down amongst the crowd and she's like looking at me and she's like, you know, there's this guy standing behind me like doing these finger gestures, and she's like, okay, what is going on behind you, Mom? And stuff. But she's like, who are all those people that were coming up to you and stuff? I'm like, I have no idea, but so. You know, the talent scout for Festival Sonata handed me his business card. He came out of nowhere. Did you see the Styles Steppers?
Yeah.
That's Giorgio's sister, who teaches the stepping classes.
Get up out there, huh? Step in the name of love.
You know, I've attempted that at home, trying to step. I don't think my... My feet.
You ain't
like,
turn an ankle or
nothing. I don't think my feet work like that, so.
Don't tell me you got two left ones.
I don't know.
Two left ones, right?
Do you know, can you step?
Man, I can make it do what it do. You know they call me the black.
You gonna give me some stepping lessons?
Black Fred Astaire over here. No.
Okay.
I'll do it like that. I cut a little rug, you know what I'm saying? I don't cut the whole room, but I cut a little rug. You heard me? I can make it do what it do. I got rhythm.
Nobody said you ain't got rhythm.
Hey, but that's all dancing
I asked
is.
If you could, I asked if you could step. There's a certain foot technique to step in.
I could figure that out. You know, give me a week.
Anyway, one of the steppers came up to me and he said, you were taking pictures of us. I'm one of the steppers. I'm like, yeah, I was trying to. I'm like, okay, Ann. I said, so I gave him a business card. I said, if you want me to, you know, send you the pictures that I took, you know, I'd be more than happy to. So, And I stood out in my zebra jacket, so it wasn't like I wasn't easy to spot.
Feces on them. Play with pulling out.
Well, let me jump into another track. I'm going to play a track called Blast Off by Silver Shadow D. I was so impressed with his performance. I mean, I've seen him on Cool Out Network videos of different showcases that Giorgio has filmed. And, you know, we've been playing some of his music. He said that, you know, they were exclusive tracks that he had sent for us to play on the show. But I'm going to play the track called Blast Off that's on the Full Circle CD. And this is Silver Shadow D, who performed last night at Cool Out 19.
Hang on at 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Here go my last mic check. fight.
Fuck them all, I hope they figure them up. But up the harder they fall, suckers, they got the gall busters. Steve and breathe rap. I'm a real MC, true school B-boy. Never falling for these cheap traps. These rather cooey rhymers, they ain't the real deal. They ain't the real G's. When they cough, they squeal. Somebody tell me why these marks act hard when they start like baby orphans feel. I like the fortune bill, but first I gotta put my king size first for the worst that's on the battlefield. Check out a shackle field. For all the blacks, you gotta whip to they back. Now they back in shorties ripping steel. We used to beat the drum, we never lacked the sound. But now we got cracking drums that hold 100 rounds. Don't get me twisted, fam. I'm one that keeps the heat. I'm one that's seeking knowledge. I'm one that's from the street. I'm one that blow drone. I'm one that rock a beat. Sideways, see my RC. He rocks. Try to cool him, you get steam. I'm that benign ether. They call me Shadow G. I'm about to blast off. Damn, I'm my soul is chicken and snake. I ain't sick. Don't fuck his mask off. I rip your mask off. Blast off out of space with your face. And then I'm made checking the beanstalk. I'm about to blast off. Damn, I'm my soul is chicken and snake. I ain't sick. Don't fuck his mask off. I rip your mask off. Blast off out of space with your face. And then I'm made checking the beanstalk. Nursery rhyme, it's about planting the seed and making grow to the sky. And about setting your goals, watch them all get high. Making anything you want in this life. See, for me, I always had a dream of rocking the mic. Snatching in seeds and overstand the dark in my bite. I love to beatbox and make beats, day to the night. And I can scratch and cut, cross A, left to the right. Like Mr. Coffee, I stay hard on the grind. I'm a diamond in the rough, dust me off. I'm gon' shine, kick my feet up like a king and recline. Meditate my chakra, mind feel to the crown, open my nails to the fly. Man, they hoping that I die in this camp. Got my moat from the cosmos, dark matter, my melanin stamp. While they creeping, they vamp. I know realities gon' hit them in the ass. Watch me filling the gap. Start debating the traps, and it's a mishap. The system stacked against you, find a way to trade your mind for the trap. Cause one day soon, we all gon' see the inner power manifest, invest and focus your chi and learn to breathe. Meditate and strengthen your breath. Cause when you're left, the end, I mean, your life left. Now that's life left. Most of the dudes went lost, along with memory. Take them back, they'll never be lost. I'm about to blast off. Dad, pop my soul, chicken is slick. I ain't sick, don't fuck a mask off. I rip your mask off. Blast off out of space with your face. Man, I'm late, checking the beanstalk. I'm about to blast off. Dad, pop my soul, chicken is slick. I ain't sick, don't fuck a mask off. I rip your mask off. Blast off out of space with your face. Man, I'm late, checking the beanstalk. Yeah. Still a Shadow D, a.k.a. Mr. Ferocious. Sideways with my guy RC, man. You know he's always bringing the heat. Getting kind of warm up in here, man. Heat Rock Central, Shadow Music, Universal Guru Nation, 206 Guru. You know how I get down. Smell me. Uh-huh.
Okay, that was Silver Shadow D with his track called Blast Off. I got to give a big shout out to RC Croon. So I believe that he was the musical producer last night for the show, and he put out this amazing CD, which is called Full Circle. It features 15 different acts from right here in the Pacific Northwest. It's available on iTunes, Amazon.com, CD Baby, Silver Platters, I want to say Easy Street, and another record store out on Rainier by Mayas. And you can find out more information about RC Croon's producer at Sideways. He's from Sideways Production, but the website is www.sidewayz.com, Sideways Production. So big shout out to you, RC Croon.
What's up?
Yeah, so again, if there's anybody that's listening live, I know this is Easter Sunday. I know there may be people that are probably still in bed. Also,
brunch on.
So I know I need to get in the kitchen here shortly and start cooking for my family for Easter. But let me just play a few more tracks. I know, L.A., that you need to head out pretty soon, which I totally understand, so... Let me see who else I can play that performed last night. This is just pretty much going to be a day kind of like last Sunday where I played tracks from R.C. Croon's CD of the artists that were going to perform and then performed last night at Cool Out 19. So this is Wojak, and the track is called In the City.
General Wojak broadcasting live from another undisclosed location, giving you the truth like no other in a time where you know what happens to young black males. RC the Trackaholic. Brand new music. Exclusive. General Wojak. Let's go. Let's go. I'm like rusty bear trap to snap heavily. I'm in the flesh, my heart beats the melody. Enemies telling me not to worry about felonies, but murder is the tool that we use to combat jealousy. Suckers are selling me wolf tickets and fairy tales. I'm walking a straight path, avoiding the scary jails. Mary Wells, Bobby Womack, my bloodline. I'm a new star, I burn with infinite sunshine. And blind darkness keep them locked in a mountain cave. I'm stomping with Bigfoot speed over these mountain graves. I'm counting days down to Armageddon. Tower. You can walk with a thousand flowers and pray that's enough power. I'm warning you cowards, change your ways or cut off your face before your coworkers show up, shoot up your office space. The topic is cops and race. I'm a prophet case. Forget the Ten Commandments. This is how we should operate.
Riding, living, grinding, dodging,
there were 8 million stories of love, pain, and glory.
Makes me wonder why we're crying, people lying.
Fog is thick, the wolves are out, the bloods and crips, FBI, CIA, plus the cops are sick, hunting humans and locking this up over politics. Don't vote for me, vote for God's coming. Even a black president can make it stop running. The blood's heavy, spirit of man's wandering. American ghost town, shotguns are thundering. I'm blowing holes, lost souls, and still angry. Unsolved murdering, kid, it ain't changing. Don't blame me, I see it for what it is. So I'm telling the kids, this ain't the way that the people live. Us to be murderous. We need an operation to cut out the germs that's hurting us. For me and you, I'm a certified 45 service pistol. One shot shattered your crystal. For all the lies and the setups and the traps and the lost paths to keep your boot upon our back. Too hungry to relax on the track hitting hurdles. I'm a panther, you're a turtle. I'm praying your milk curdles. A rapping witch doctor, yeah. I put a hex on you. It probably ain't cool, but I'm really wishing death on you. Hope a dinosaur really step on you. This is my vision, my nightmare, my daydreams, my mission.
I'm a hustler, riding, living, grinding, dodging, one-time guns and sirens in the city.
There were 8 million stories of love, pain, and glory.
It makes me wonder why we're crying, people lying.
Crying,
people dying, baby dying in the sea.
Okay, that was Wojak with his track called In the City. I really wish I had some Emerald City Street Boys to play for you. I'm going to see if R. Curtis will send me some tracks, or maybe R.C. Croons will do that for me. You know, they were the big deal last night. You know, Emerald City Street Boys united just for the show last night. And the energy, I don't know whether they purposely came out late because they kept announcing them and they didn't come out. So I don't know if there are technical difficulties. I'm not sure what was going on, but it took forever for them to come out. But I have to tell you, once they were out on stage, it was wonderful. You know, and then they had Deep Black come out, you know, with his dad, who's one of the Emerald City Street Boys. And R.C. Croons is part of Deep Black and, you know, and all of that. They're all family. And so that was wonderful to see that. I was talking to R. Curtis, Fanpaint before the show had started and said, you know, you really need to send us some of your music because I've seen him perform, you know, at Soul Station, the group that he has now. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful seeing some of the older hip hop artists, rappers from, you know, the Pacific Northwest, you know, with the younger ones.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I mean, the whole thing was great. You know, great for Seattle, great look for the town, great look for Cool Out, everything. Great look for the Crocodile Eye TV. Like we say, win-win, right?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
It's all about win-win. So it was. Hey, only thing probably was a little. It would have been a little later, been warmer or something like that. People could have, you know. Had less on or something. Who knows, you know, but
hey. I think, you know, and it's funny, last week I had asked Giorgio, like, what does a 50-year-old, you know, silverhead woman wear to a hip-hop showcase? And he's like, you know, come comfortable, come however, you know, and honestly, that's how people were. I saw some people in business suits,
That's the thing about, like, when you go to shows and you go to, like, clubs, you know, when you go to mm-hmm. clubs, you know, it's all about, like, that's like going to church, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're all about trying to impress, you know what I'm saying? I got to have
right.
fresh this, the new that. When you go to shows, man, you just going comfortable and just enjoy yourself, you know?
Right.
And that's what, one thing that I like about, you know, shows versus, you know, going to clubs or whatever. I ain't got to, put on no extra stuff if that ain't what I want to do. If I just want to throw on some jeans, a T-shirt, a hat, go to the show, you know, it's cool. You know,
and I have to say, I think that's kind of cool that it's that way because, you know, people like, you know, were out there dancing and stuff. It wasn't like you had to have a partner or whatever. I mean, I understand from Britney going out to the clubs, you know, she just dances with her girlfriends anyhow. You know, but it's not kind of like, you know, being there to pick up somebody, you know.
Yeah, when you're going to the shows, you're going there to see the show.
So I had a perfect view. You know, it was just great. And then, like my daughter Brittany was talking about last night, it was such a diverse crowd, you know, age-wise and ethnicity and all of that. And that was beautiful to see that, you know. So, yeah, I can't wait to see the videos that Giorgio creates from last night's experience. And, you know, I don't know if there's a way to go back and watch archives. Do you know, LA, if there's...
Yeah, you got to go on itv.northwest.com. You know, probably could / cool out or whatever, but they should have archives where it should be on archives. So
I would definitely encourage everybody to go to www.itvnw.com and check out the archives of Cool Out 19. This is how we do it out here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, Flavor News is getting ready to step up and do our thing, too, here at the end of the month, which we will be announcing here probably within the next week.
And in the way you know how things are, you know, like, you know, one of the things that I saw when Silver Shadow D was saying is a lot of times all you got to do is give a little, you know, share, you know. You never know. It could be something something could be percolating, you know, Flavor News and, you know, Cool Out. You never know. You never know what might happen, you know. It was just a good melting pot, you know. It was a melting pot. I'm glad, you know, like, Flavor was able to get out and about for a change, you know, and get a taste of the, you know what I'm saying, the town and the, some of the artists and putting faces with names and names with faces and blase, blase. So, you know, it was all good. It was all good.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Able to get out and about. But before I go, you know, I want to go ahead on and just let the Raj me know, you know, he's over in Vermont, that's where he is, but we still haven't forgotten you, Raj D. So I'm about to bless her with a little Raj D.
Okay.
206 Pride mix, as I get the track up. But just that let you know from Rodney. He had to leave, go take care of Miles, but he's over in Vermont, but we're just letting you know, Rodney, you know, you still holding it down for you over here on the 206. And you, I know you would have been in the building last night, too, had you not had to go. So
you know what, you know.
Big shout out to Rodney, but this is let you know off of that 206 Black Pride mix.
Have me higher than that fire, smoke an ounce a day. And start with the desert, let me count the grains. Lift the oceans to the heavens, and let me count the rain. Let's talk about the children we're about to raise. A daughter named Asada, son Malcolm Maisie. Beautiful future we're proud to face. Looks like the making of a song, Black Race. How amazing, while cowards taste the hours away, we'll just lay foundation. And baby girl, Luther said it. A house, this ain't a home unless the truth's a minute. So as truth would have it, we're too committed to this negritude. Cause we forwardly wreck the view. Royalty never lose. Loyalty to who we are above the revenue.
After all that we've been through, baby girl, I'm digging you. And I know you feel it too. I just want to let you know. Everybody knows I'm crazy about this love.
Listen to the flow and I bet you know. If they ever test you, queen, let me know. Cause I get the guillotine and heads will roll. Minute I go psycho, have them switching complexions. Vitiligo like Michael. Since a little tight go, I have to get it right flow. Now I'm in it like whoa, cause it's been in my soul. Barely made it in by the skin of my nose. Now I'm getting my goals like I'm spitting my flows. For the wisdom I chose through the system I rode. Sophisticated educators, yeah, sisters like those. I remember when being conscious seemed to be a disease. They didn't want nothing from you cause they'd rather see G. I kept staying alive like the baddest BG. I kept my pen to the sky cause I had to be dreaming. And now,
after all that we've been through, baby girl, I'm digging you. And I know you feel it. I just want to let you know. Everybody knows I'm crazy about this love. I can't explain it. I love you.
Spit that henna game to wrap your leg like an ankle bracelet. And I don't want to leave you on, but
can I please ride this back to the beach you on? We can cruise the cool on, getting our groove on. Get it to Alki, bumping bass about the Alpine. No cliches when we make our move. Just an instant replays to the deja vu. This is only the prelude to the interlude. Out the ballpark, had a player wanting to bend the rules. Somebody calling the praiser because he's into Jewel. A-Star, I just want the interview. Baby girl, you know that I'm digging you. After all that we've been through, I know you feel it too.
After all that we've been through, baby girl, I'm digging you. And I know you feel it too. I just want.
Yeah, that was Let You Know off of that 206 Black Crime Mix by the big homie Rodney. He's no longer in the 206, but he's, you know, definitely still here doing his thing in the spirits and everybody, you know, saying that knows him and what have you. So big shout out to Rodney over there in Vermont doing his thing, you know, hope his mother is doing well, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. And just letting him know that Flavor News, you know what I'm saying, still hasn't forgotten him or anything like that, so. Big shout out to Rodney and Flavor.
Definitely. I know you need to leave. So,
yeah.
You know, give your beautiful wife a big hug from me. You know, my condolences go out to, you know, she and you and her family in the loss of her grandmother.
Yeah.
And you know, so we will talk here soon.
Yeah.
I'll continue the show for a little bit and then get to cooking for my family and...
Happy
Alrighty.
Easter to everybody out there in the, you know, the Mosaic Show family, everybody, the Flavor News family. So just thank everybody and continue on building with us. So, you know, this LA I'm signing out, but Flavor's going to continue on doing what she does best, giving you that new, giving you that, you know, that stuff you need to know. So, then big shout outs to, you know, saying everybody who went out and supported, the, you know, Cool Out 19 and whatever. So, I'm out, but Wednesday, I shall return.
I'll holla.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, with that said, I'm going to jump into another group that performed last night at Cool Out 19. This is Peace and Lady Taz with their piece, It's Official, and they performed this show. They performed this piece at the show last night.
Do, 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 do. Yeah. Yeah. I see on the track Lady Taz and B-Girl Peace. It's nuts. Yeah, that I mean. Here I know exactly what it is. 2010. The show speaking these unspoken words. What's really good? You tell me, it's a fish.
It's a fish, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Green, hush, sneak, dirty rag, pop, swerving on the scene. Four
dollar, cause my game is outrageous. You gotta beat me, you gotta beat me. 120 all the time, being told to the page.
Okay, that was It's Official by Peace and Lady Taz. Can I tell you, they have some amazing energy. And it was wonderful to finally see Peace, you know, perform, because I've heard about her for years. I've seen her, you know, on videos and you know, her name across, you know, different flyers and stuff. So to see her in person, you know, and to have her perform with Lady Taz, that was wonderful. That was an amazing experience. I mean, there's nothing that I can't say, you know, necessarily bad about that night, you know, the special night, you know, of history making for Cool Out 19, Giorgio Brown, all the Cool Out staff. I mean, it was just special, you know. So I want to give a shout out to Sonny Bonaho. Unfortunately, I don't have any of his tracks, but he's got a album release party coming up. I believe it's at the Nectar Lounge. Let me look at his flyer. It's at the Nectar Lounge, and it is on April 10th, Saturday, April 10th. So for those of you that are a Sonny Bonaho fan, or if you're not and you want to get to know his music, he's all over the internet, so check him out. And I also want to give a shout-out to Melody Ivory. I met her early on. She was sitting at the table next to me up in the VIP loft, and she kind of opened up the show. It was really a beautiful thing, you know, getting the crowd quiet and just kind of telling them to breathe, you know, and just, you know, taking the energy of hip-hop that night and to let everything go, you know, at the door. And then she, presented us with an amazing poetry piece. So that was a beautiful way. So big shout out to Miss Melody Ivory. Man, I'm just so excited. I'm starting to get a little tired. I didn't really get much sleep last night. I think, you know, we got home about 2, you know, I had to eat a salad before I went to sleep, which I know isn't good, but I was starving. And honestly, I didn't sleep but a few hours, and I woke up and I started uploading, you know, pictures. I'm nowhere near uploading all the pictures, but I started uploading the pictures, and then I kind of took a nap right before the show. But yeah, this was exciting for me, and it was a big deal because I never get out of the house. I'm always, you know, here at the house with my family and my grandchildren and all of that. So it was a big deal for me to be able to get out and experience this wonderful event. So I want to give a big thanks to Giorgio Brown for including me on the VIP list and, you know, letting me be a part of this, you know, as Lady Flava and the representative for Flava News. I couldn't have asked for anything better. I'm going to play another track by an artist that performed last night, and it's BZ and She's Leo. I believe that I said it right. So anyway, this is a track called She Likes It.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good
2 racks in the building.
Come on.
She likes it. This one's for the ladies. Independent woman be pushing, they all the same. Shorty got a shorty, but that don't mean it's a baby. She just playing both sides of the fence.
That don't scare me.
Shorty got sick of these suckers with no guap. Well, let me take you out to the finest of restaurants and eat in Seattle scum. Oh, yeah. Don't try to fight it, you're flying like Con Air. I know you need a man with a good soul, someone to take control when we all alone. A shoulder to cry on, a talking on the phone. I'ma be that go-to G to lean on.
little bit of street tender. I think Shorty fell in love with a street tender.
Track called She Likes It. I'm going to, again, put it out there. If there's anybody listening live, you want to give your shout-outs to your family for Easter or anybody that was at the Cool Out 19 last night and you want to call in and give us some feedback, you're welcome to call 347-85. Flava News. I established Flava News under the umbrella of Flava Coffee House. Flava News began in February of 2007. But we've been really, really going strong. You know, now there's LA, who is my co-host for this particular show, and then Money Mike, who is the host, and I co-host with him for the Flossom and Tossom shows. So we have our website, which is www.flavanews.com. We also have our social network for indie artists, which is flavanews.ning.com. And I welcome any indie artists or fans of indie artists to join that page. We are presently raising funds to create a financial grant foundation for indie artists. So far, we've got $281.60 that we've collected. I'm just asking that anybody who's affiliated with us, you know, just to think about committing to giving a dollar and maybe even a dollar per month towards this goal of ours. In July, my goal is to raise $1,000 to then be able to give out at least two $500 grants come this fall. I am also hosting a indie artist showcase for my 50th birthday in July. And if there's any indie artist that's interested in participating and performing at that event, get at me at ladyflava@flavanews.com. Let me know. But that particular event is all proceeds are going to go towards my indie artist grant foundation. So I think easily we can, you know, get up to, you know, $1,000 by that particular event. So besides that, we've got, you know, a monthly newsletter that I put out. Of course, I'm going to do a write-up about Cool Out 19 for this coming month's newsletter. I know that I advertised and did a bit about Cool Out 19's event coming up in this last newsletter, but I think it's just appropriate because this was an amazing historical event for us here in the Pacific Northwest and for Flava News to play a role that was a big deal for me. So I'm going to be doing a write-up on the event. I just need to confirm with somebody from Cool Out Network all the groups that performed. I took pictures of all the groups, but all the groups that performed and make sure that I get the spelling of the groups' names correctly. And then, again, every Tuesday and Thursday from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., Money Mike and I do a Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom. If you are an indie artist and you just want to know what the listeners think, you know, send us your tracks to the Mosaic Show 206 at flavanews.com. Otherwise, we've been selecting tracks to put on the shows, and we don't list what the names of the tracks are the artists. We just go track 1, 2, and 3. It takes about 15 minutes to listen to the 3 tracks, and then we ask that you go over to flavanews.com. Flossom and Tossom page and vote. You know, floss the track or toss the track. So it's kind of interesting. We're getting more listeners to those shows than we are getting votes. So I'm like, come on, you guys, go over and vote. How hard is it? If by chance that you're not able to pull up the polls that are actually on that page, just leave us a comment saying, Flossom and Tossom. And if you want to leave a comment, you know, about what you actually think about each track, you know, that's something we can read on the air. We don't have to tell, you know, who actually said it. But I think it's helpful information, you know, for the artist to kind of know, you know, is that the track that they have sent us a good track? You know, many of them have CDs that they're trying to sell, or they themselves are the product, you know, that they want to get paid to perform. So this is the time when the listeners have the choice to say, hey, I'm digging it or I'm not. So we encourage you to tune in to Flossom and Tossom every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we do the Mosaic Show every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I personally do a show that I call Flavor in the House. And generally, I don't open up the chat room or even take calls on those shows. I just spend about an hour playing a variety of tracks. It could be a certain genre. Many times I just do a 206 because that's my hometown. Or, you know, sometimes I do a mixture, which I call Gumbo Pot. So if you bookmark this show, Flava News, the Mosaic Show, or Flava News here on Blog Talk, bookmark us as a favorite. Then you'll be notified when we're doing a show and you know what it's going to be about. I want to thank everybody who supports, you know, what we're doing through Flava News. This is about you guys. This is about you, the indie artists, the underground artists, the fans of the indie underground artists. This isn't about the mainstream. I so believe in you guys. You know, that's kind of how I came about creating Flava News and stuff, is, you know, trying to find a creative way to help spread the news. And I'm very, very blessed to have reached across, you know, the United States and now across the globe. And I thank everybody who has supported my endeavors through Flava Coffee House into Flava News book reviews to, you know, what we're doing through Flava News and our website and our radio shows and newsletters. So with that said, before I get off of here, I'm going to play just a few more tracks. I think I'm just going to stay with the 206 today. And I'm going to jump into a track of a lady who is a big supporter of what's going on here in the Pacific Northwest. She's an event promoter. And she also is an artist, so I'm really excited to hear that she's actually going to work on a CD. She's got an amazing voice, and she was present at Cool Out 19, and this is Ariana Lancastria, and this is her track, Georgia on My Mind. Uh-oh. Looks like my screen went blank. I'm not sure if you can still hear me talking. If you can, I'll just talk a little bit longer while I try to get my screen back up. Here we go. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, nope, you know what? Looks like it's going to struggle. So maybe I should just close the show down for tonight, for today, and get in the kitchen and start cooking for my family. But I want to thank everybody who came out and listened to the show live, and that was in the chat room, and to those that come back and listen to the archives. I know this is Easter Sunday, and everybody should be with family for many, many reasons. You know, different people celebrate holidays in different ways and for different reasons, and I want to thank all of you, you know, that did come out and listen, you know, to this show on Easter Sunday, and for those that, you know, woke up and listened to the show that were out at Cool Out Network. I know you must be tired because I'm pretty tired now myself. I'm going to think I'm going to go fix a cup of coffee or maybe even drink another Coke. So with that said, have a great, great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.